Finding Your Peace with Shelley J. Miller is a show dedicated to helping you move into an experience of love, peace, and joy that lasts. Using the principles from the teachings of Jesus in A Course in Miracles, you will learn how to transform your life by becoming miracle-minded. Heal yourself, your relationships, and your finances by understanding how to break free and awaken. Call in for a mini reading to gain clarity and receive guidance. Now, here's your host, Shelley J. Miller.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Peace, episode number 6. My name is Shelley J. Miller. I am your host. I always like to tell you that I'm a psychic, a medium. I read the Akashic Records, and I'm a spiritual life coach because a lot of my stories that I tell and examples that I share come from my background in that. So, but today, as always, on Finding Your Peace, I am here to share the teachings of Jesus in A Course in Miracles, which if you have been following The Course in Miracles or following this podcast, Finding Your Peace, you will know is a non-dual teaching, a mind retraining program from love to fear. We'll talk about that again today. I like to kind of go over things each episode so that it really lays it in for you. And if you already know it, it's always good because practice makes the reality that we are already perfect, right? So today's episode is called Don't Give Up. And I really don't know who's listening out there. I know some of you, but every 2 weeks, Spirit gives me a new nudging about what to write for, or what subject matter, or the tummy directly. And the last 2 weeks, we did a show called Why You Must Give Up the Belief That You Must Plan. And it was really powerful because I think, like you, and me, a lot of us thought, it's really hard to let go of planning because we have control and we have a fear that that we're not going to be taken care of. But that isn't true. And we blew that to smithereens last week. And then as I was following along, not planning this week, it got all the way to last night until the wee hours of the morning before I could understand what to write with about this show, because so many people had called me that I had been speaking with, I had been reading and coaching for, and everybody was having a really hard time, whether they were really spiritually going through an awakening and experiencing that kind of thing, or if they were dealing with some horrible things. I mean, really bitter divorces, family betrayal to the point of people being responsible for taking other people's lives. Lots of worry about children, lots of feeling lost, not finding my way, not knowing how to find it. So I wanted to share today in Don't Give Up that we're going to talk about that Jesus says, and I know this already from studying the Course, there is an absolute guarantee that this is going to pass. It's a temporary situation. It does come and go. It may feel like it stayed for a long time, but there's a way, and you can know by tuning in today. We're going to hear about it. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to read a little bit from the Course. I've chosen two lessons, and I'm going to read a little bit from the lessons because the language that he chooses is so beautiful. I think it's better than what I can do. And you'll have an opportunity to write down two lessons to practice if you wish to. And we'll go through that. And then towards the last part of the show, I will show you and give you practical tips about how to get through day by day, what to expect, how's it going to feel in the body, what can you do so you know that you're normal, this is a normal process, this is going to take some time so you don't beat up on yourself, so you know how to make it through without feeling like, you know, geez, I can't do this anymore. So I hope it's inspirational for you today. Okay, so welcome to Don't Give Up. It's been a challenging time. I think there's a lot going on in the world. There's also a lot going on the planet. The electromagnetic frequency, the magnetosphere, has been crumbling. And so that puts a real burden on people. And we get to the point where we can't think straight. It's an incredible mind fog. and a lot of people being kind of frantic. So not only that, on top of that, you've got your issues coming up because there's so much light pushing, and light is what we are, pushing us with for our old issues to come up so that they can heal, because there's a spiritual movement that's going very quickly, not only in this dimension, but with our loved ones who have passed away in other dimensions. And I have a great story to tell you about that a little bit later, about someone I worked with recently. And this is happening all the time, especially in the last year, where loved ones will come and they will work out some grievance and with a loved one that's here and partner up with them. And they will both together see the bigger picture. They'll let go of their fears. They'll do it together. They'll have an agreement to help each other and with other members of the family heal. So my readings have gone very much in that direction. And it's just incredible because everybody's crying at the end that they got free. So I want to share a little bit about that. And then, as I said, we'll give you some tips at the end so that you can hang in there and know you're not going to lose it. So the main thing, let me see here. Let me get to my notes. The main thing is that I just really wanted to give you a show where you would feel some comfort and inspiration. And so that's how I hit upon doing today's show, Don't Give Up, because I had so many calls and I had a large core issue. That's something that you've carried around for a long time that's manifested in your subconscious out into your outer reality. If you were to read my Akashic records, you would see that this core issue was at the base of lots of bad things that happened lifetime after lifetime. Why? Because lifetimes are serial dreams. We're dreaming this dream of reality. It's not true. And I want to talk to you today about what is true. So we're going to go over, like I said, family betrayals and burnout and, you know, why am I lost? And why does my body feel this way and all of that? So I, as I've said in the other episodes, no matter what you're feeling right now, if you are not experiencing peace and true happiness, then there's just an opportunity to make it so. And that's the way you need to look at it. Also, be aware that if you think life is pretty yippy skippy and all of that, check that you are not blocking or distracting yourself when you do have feelings come up and you think, oh no, never mind. I'm just going to go have another glass of wine. I'm just going to go have another shopping experience or play a video game. If you're ducking out on something, then there's an issue that you don't want to look at that you think is going to cause you pain, and there's a way out of it. So today we'll help you with that too. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to really focus on the truth of who we are. And bear with me because you'll get this in a second. See, it's our misidentification with believing ourselves to be a body, right? And that is what causes all of our pain. And the reason for that is that when you believe in yourself as a body, you believe that you are separate from God and separate from everybody else out there. And you can look out there and say, well, I'm here and you're there and we're not the same. And so it automatically creates separation in your mind. The way you see it, the way you see the world and each other, is in a form called separation, which would be from God and each other. You think you're separate. In truth, we are the sons of God and we're one mind. We share one mind, which is quite brilliant, because when you learn to heal your mind, you're affecting all the other minds as the sons of God. I'm going to talk about that too, the power that you actually have. So hang in there, because you are so powerful. You're all powerful. And you just may not feel like it right now. But I promise you, God has withheld nothing of his gifts. Everything that he is, we are. And we are simply trying to, with the help of A Course in Miracles, switch from one thought system of fear and replace that with a thought system of love. One is anchored in by the Holy Spirit, which is your God self, the voice for God, your inner teacher. And one is the voice of the ego, which you do not want as your master, because you will end up cycling back through your pain. And the ego promises everything. And as I have said, delivers nothing. Everything's outside of you that you want. Everything's outside of you that you need. You need that person. You need that money, that house, that fame, that car, that education, whatever it is. Where's the trick in that? It doesn't last. It doesn't last. Everything that God created is eternal and it's unchanging. That would be you, but not your body. That's why you're not the body, because the body will get sick and die. And if you don't heal your mind, we'll replace with another serial dream of another body. And you start all over again with some memories and some lessons learned that you bring forward. But now you've got to go through life, which is a lot of pain and struggle and uncertainty. You've got to find your way back to what you remembered and go forward from there. So this is why Jesus says A Course in Miracles is not the only way home, but it is the fastest way home. He said, you could save yourself, pardon me, 1,000 years. Think about how many lifetimes 1,000 years would bring you, where you are orbiting around the path of evolution, not making very much headway. And you might really want to listen to how you can, through these simple exercises that I'm going to share with you today, and there's more where that came from, but I picked these two because they're similar. And you know, if you could do that, what we're talking about is saving 1,000 years to your peace and happiness. Do you want to wait 1,000 years? I really do not. And I don't think any of you do either. You know, so when we believe in the body and that we're separate from each other and self, we're misidentifying with it keeps us from remembering our true self. And when you know who you are, and I will tell you, we are the sons of God. I don't care if you don't like Christian Judeo language. You can say we are spirit. We are the unmanifest. We are the presence. Those are all true. We are what God is. We're the stuff of what the Creator is. And that is pure love, and it's eternal. All right. And there's a little part of ourselves that's broken off and has forgotten that. So that's where the trouble is. When you can't remember that you're safe and secure, always protected, loved unconditionally, experiencing peace that will always last, joy, abundance that is yours, that it's never going to waver. That's what we're looking for, right? That's the experience of the state of being called heaven. But that is normally, when you believe in the body, you're looking out there for it. And you will never, ever, ever find it, only to be disappointed, because Jesus says in the Course, what brings you joy will one day bring you sorrow. Now you think about that, because that's true. Even if you have a great life and you've lived with the love of your life and had all the money in the world, or whatever your circumstances are that you thought was great, that will eventually change. And what do you hold on to? So in the course of a lifetime, you are here to heal your mind from the experience of separation. And separation is just what I said, when you believe yourself to be something you're not. In other words, your Holy Spirit, he created us holy. He created us without sin, and he stands by that and guarantees that 100%. He said, you never did sin. This is God. You never did sin. You dreamed a dream. And I'll tell you that story again about the tiny man idea. If you haven't joined, I'll tell you the story so you can hear it. It's always good to refresh it, though. Jesus said we had a tiny mad idea, that we thought that we could be separate from God, and we forgot to laugh. Why would we laugh? Because it's not possible. But the longer we held that thought and the fear came in, the lower the density was. And pretty soon there was what was called the Big Bang, or the fall from grace. And everything that was in our mind outpictured. And there, lo and behold, were planets and galaxies and multi-universes and bodies, lots of separate bodies. And so it tricked us into thinking that what's out there on the screen of life is real. And the whole choice of each lifetime is to turn inward to remember your divine nature. Because when you do, and you're one with God, and you've let go of your grievances, and you've realized you've been misperceiving things out there and what you want out there, and that's ego and desire and the lower emotions of that are generated by fear, because you can never get satisfied. You see, the kingdom of God is within you. And so you have to turn around and go within, don't you, to find it. And we keep looking out there, as he says, where it is not. You can't find it out there. And there's your pain. There's your wandering around. There's your feeling like, oh my God, I'll never get home. Why don't I ever feel satisfied? You know, and that's it. So today we're going to read a couple of lessons from the Course in Miracles about the truth of who we are. And I will tell you this, when you do these exercises and get ready, if you want to get a pencil or some place cards or something, or a sticky note so that you can write it down and put it on your mirror and do these every day, you will shift your focus. And when you shift your focus, you're retraining your mind. You are taking the subconscious memories from the Akashic Records, which I read, so I can tell you this is true, of thought forms and belief systems of fear. Some good ones too, but mostly generated by fear. There have been some victories, otherwise you wouldn't move forward. But you hold all that, and that's the past. And then you project it, thinking, well, then that's going to be the future. And that's where the fear comes. It's like, oh my God, this story is chasing me down from century to century. And it isn't, if you'll stop it and erase that negative belief, those fears, those jealousies, whatever your abandonment, whatever you experienced, you dreamed it in another lifetime. And so as you know, and put your focus on your true identity as a sinless and holy child of God that did nothing but temporarily forget that we were one with God. And it went on for a while. And the lower we sunk, the harder it was to remember, because the more minutiae sort of there was in the matrix to point to, and the ego started to take over. I hope that makes sense. So your true self, your divine self, lives eternally. And it's powerful to really think about that for a minute, because when you live eternally, then what are you doing here? You know, you're a lot of people think, well, you live eternally, but you cast a body, and you cast a body if you believe in reincarnation. And there isn't really any reincarnation. It's just a dream in your mind. It's not like you really, I mean, you have to look at it like that. A reincarnation is just kind of another word for serial dream. And eventually in some lifetime, you're going to get to the point where you're going to say there must be a better way, or you're going to have pain and discomfort and say, start looking for, is there a higher power, and that kind of thing. You may already be there. You may be a strongly there. You may be a person of faith and had been demonstrated to how true this is. And you may feel very confident and still have some bad days. So this show still applies to you. But if you're really lost and troubled, really listen, because if you knew that you were eternal and that all you had to do was change some thoughts that you've been carrying that were completely erroneous beliefs about yourself and other people, can you admit that there is a possibility that you didn't see it correctly, that you misperceived it? I can't even admit that. Because I had that experience. I had firmly held belief for a long time, and it was really killing me. I mean, you know, literally, and very painful and creating a lot of havoc. And I couldn't seem to get around it. And then one night I thought, why don't I just even open to the door and ask Holy Spirit, can you show me how? Can you move me to realize that maybe it's me? And there was all this guilt that came in after that. Maybe it's me, and maybe you can show me a way, a kind way to see this so that I can get past myself if I am responsible for this. And the thing is, like Jesus says, we are all responsible for it. This is not with blame. He says you come in with your thoughts already together, and then you forget about them, and then they appear on the screen of life, and you say, oh my God, why is it happening to me? And people say, well, you chose that. And you say, well, why would I choose something like that? Nobody would ever do that. The reason is because you dreamed your dream of fear, and somebody on the outside, he says, what's on the outer reflection of an inner condition. And that's, he says, there's no exception to that. So you do have to take responsibility for what you've dreamed and not beat yourself up. That's the next thing. You have to let go of your guilt, and you have to, because you simply dreamed it. Big deal. Okay. So undream it. So make another choice. So that's what we're talking about today. So the truth of who we are will literally save your life. And that is because when you awaken and you come back to being internalized to where you know and you can feel the kingdom of God within you, that's where you're feeling happiness and peace, no matter what the outer circumstances are going on. You're feeling pretty level. You're feeling pretty happy. Things happen, but over the course of a lifetime, mostly for most of us, this is a process, and you have to know that heaven is within you. It's a state of being, even though he says Earth is not your home. He says, and this is very powerful, and this will give you hope to hold on to. Jesus says that we are safe at home with God, dreaming of our exile. Now think about that. We're safe at home already, and we're dreaming of our exile. It's like we're tucked in bed in heaven, and people are saying, oh God, she's still sleeping, still, you know, still screaming out in the night. We'll wait for her. She just has to wake up. Isn't that comforting to know that you're not really even here? I know that's a mind bender. But on the other hand, think of the comfort of knowing that you're going to wake up in your own bed. Just as soon as you let go of your grievances, beating up on yourself, your guilt, your shame, your need to see that I've sinned or somebody else has sinned. Jesus says sin is not to be punished. It's an error in thinking, and it's an error to be corrected. And how do you correct it? You ask Holy Spirit to see it differently. How can I shift my perception from what I'm thinking, which is based in fear, to a thought of love and peace? Because I've made a choice for peace. Because I've made a choice for heaven. I said I was going to do that one this time. Heaven is a decision I must make. But we'll get to it, because I think today's rallying cry for those of us who've gone through a hard time might be a better bet this week. But we'll get to heaven is a decision that I can make, that I must make. But you must make a decision, even if you're way, way down. If you can't do it today, promise yourself that you've heard and you know that there's a way out, and your God self. What is Holy Spirit? You want to go back to chapter 4, episode 4. I did a whole show on connecting to Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was created by God in eternity. When the fall happened, God had, there's a part of us that stays, our God self, which is also Holy Spirit, and our inner teacher. There's a part of us that never left the source. And then there's a part of us that has fallen down, 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 lower vibration into this dream called life. And Holy Spirit and God see us in our holiness, and also see what we are currently believing in, that's fear and that's not real, and show us a gentle way to get us back. So you want to get in touch with your inner teacher. And Jesus says in the Course, the goal of the Course is not just to bring you to enlightenment. It's really just to get you hooked up to your inner teacher, which will take you exactly on your personalized journey every step of the way, not only from daily guidance, but to showing you how to see with spiritual sight, and how to see that we are eternal sons of God, that we live eternally, that we're sinless, that we're holy. I'm holy and innocent, you know, all is forgiven. And you can say that over people. You don't have to say it. You can say it quietly and their spirit will resonate with it. You are holy and innocent. All is forgiven. So let's see, I told you about the tiny man idea. I told you that the kingdom of God was in. So here's the thing. Everything we're looking for our happiness, and we're grappling for, is within us already. And I've had, if you go back to episode 1, I've had divine revelation, and more than once. And I had in that moment, my mind turned off. I transcended the mind, because if you're in time space, you're in your mind. If you stop thinking, you go into endless, into eternity, into the eternal now. And that's where you want to be. So last episode about not planning will help you do that. And also the episode about the Holy Spirit, because you need to live very firmly in the now and not drag the past, which is mostly about grievances, things that weren't done right, not projecting the future, which is basically about trying to find a way out that sadly does not include finding your way within, right? So let's see what else I have here to share with you. Okay. So we're going to talk about clear steps, how to get back to your peace, out of your sadness, your anger, all of that, everything that's not love. So let's start there. Jesus is God is love. And everything God made, which is us, is made in his image. Now that doesn't apply really to your body, because the body in the world, the things of the world don't last. So what God made does last, and it lasts eternally. So that would be your spirit. Your spirit lives on eternally. And that spirit is a part of the infinite divine mind. So you can tap into, as we said in one of the last I think I said it in the last episode, number 5, you can get still and realize that you don't have to work your mind and figure out everything for yourself, because your divine spirit will send you inspiration. You'll know in the moment, you'll be taking action before you even knew to take action. And it's a beautiful way to live, because then you're in alignment with thy will and your will being one, and everything you need just rolls to you effortlessly. You don't have this angst of trying to work things out in your mind. So let's start there. So everything is that he made is love, and your body, your personality, your portfolio, none of those things are going to last, and none of them are real. This time you're Sherry, last time you were Bob. I mean, sorry, but I'm a medium. I know that's true. And I have great past life recall for me. We've been every race. We've been every color. We've been every gender. I mean, truly we have. So that's the illusion of the body and why we get stuck and we make judgments. So if you're eternal, how does it work exactly? You know, when you understand that, and you can see the bigger picture of what I'm talking about, you can see that you're trapping yourself by your grievances, by your negativity, by your fear. It traps you, because if you would remember that you're divine and you're at one with God, can you feel that? That changes everything. It relaxes, because you're part of something that's all powerful, and you're loved by that power, and you're one with that power. That alone should lift you up today. And then from that place, when you look back, you start to see that the world's insane and there isn't really anything that's of value in it. Because the only thing that's valuable is love. And then you put your focus more and more on things that are of value to me, your love, your peace. And then you start to really guard that with vigilance, because nothing becomes more important than that. Because you want to get home to that place of safety and peace more than you want any gadget, any relationship. You know, I mean, it's just because really... And as you maybe establish a spiritual practice where you can get still, you can meditate, you can even go in for 5 minutes and spend 5 minutes with God, you will begin to feel yourself beyond the body as pure presence, pure awareness. And that's who we are. We are not the personality or the body. And that will help you. Now, I'm going to read a little bit from, and I don't generally like to read from the Course. I like to just talk to you about the Course. But these words are so magnificent that I feel like it will lift you up when you hear the language. And then we'll talk about it in between. So I found 2 lessons today, and I want to read a little bit from those. One is from lesson 94, if you're following in the Course. But get your paper handy if you want to write this down. Number 94 says in the workbook, I am as God created me. So write down, I am as God created me. And as you listen to that, what I'm going to read to you, see if you can begin to feel connected to what you are and how it lifts you up, because it's true. So here's a little bit from 94 in the words of Jesus. He says, today we continue with one idea which brings complete salvation, the one statement which makes all forms of temptation powerless, the one thought which renders the ego silent and entirely undone. You are as God created you. The sounds of this world are still, the sights of this world disappear, and all the thoughts that this world ever held are wiped away forever by this one idea. Here is salvation accomplished. Here is sanity restored. True light is strength, and strength is sinlessness. If you remain as God created you, you must be strong and light must be in you. Who ensured your sinlessness must be the guarantee of strength and light as well. So in other words, God is your guarantor on that. You are as God created you. Darkness cannot obscure the glory of God's Son. You stand in light, strong, and in the sinlessness in which you were created, and in which you will remain throughout eternity. That is a promise that you can make good on. You are sinless and holy, and you were created that way, and you will always be that way. Everything else that you don't think is true about that is something in your head that you're making up, and it's not real. It's not real. So here's the thing. So no matter what you believe you've done or you believe someone else has done to you, remember that God guarantees that you are holy and without sin, and so is everybody else. So we must believing in an illusion, which is what I just said, seeing something that's not there, because God only created what is love and what is eternal. So obviously we're misperceiving, aren't we? And the correction is to recognize and claim what is real. So your true identity as the son of God, or God created me as I am, is the mantra that you want to put on your mirror and say it every day. Now I'm going to offer this exercise really quickly. We won't do it because we don't have time, but if you want to close your eyes, if it's safe to do so, and just listen to these words, and then you can always hit the replay button on this video. It'll be posted on BBS, and in a few days it will be posted on shellyjmiller.com on my homepage. All of the podcasts are posted there. You can watch for free. That way you can stop and start and do the exercise with it. So Jesus says, today we will devote the first 5 minutes of each waking hour to attempt to feel the truth in you. Now you may want to just close your eyes and feel this. Begin these times of searching with these words. I am as God created me. I am his son eternally. Now try to reach the Son of God in you. This is the self that never sinned nor made an image to replace reality. That's who you really are. This is the self that never left its home in God to walk the world uncertainly. Remember, we're safe at home with God. We're not really wandering. We're dreaming that we are. This is the self that knows no fear, nor could conceive of loss or suffering or death. That's a huge thing, because that's our total focus here. We think that death's a natural part of life, and it's not. Nothing. It's not that your body doesn't lay down at the end when its service is over, but you are no longer coming back in a fragmented way. Your mind has been healed, and you're moving forward towards your eternal nature and towards the experience of heaven that lasts eternally. So you don't go around and around and around anymore. That's not natural. That is the trick of the ego, and that's what we're trying to guard against here. So he says, nothing is required of you to reach this goal, except to lay all idols and self-images aside, go past the list of attributes, both good and bad, that you have ascribed to yourself, and wait in silent expectancy for the truth. God has himself promised that it will be revealed to all who ask for it. You are asking now. You cannot fail, because he cannot fail. If you do not meet the requirement of practicing for the first 5 minutes of every half hour, at least remind yourself hourly, I am as God created me. I am his son eternally. Tell yourself frequently that today, that you are as God created you. And he says, and be sure to respond to anyone who seems to irritate you with these words. You are as God created you. You are his son eternally. That way you're seeing one-to-one. I'm spirit and you're spirit. And it keeps us from dipping down into our story, our narrative about judgment and who did what to whom and all that, which we're making up in our mind. Make every effort, he says, to do these hourly exercises today, because he says each one will be a giant stride towards your release, a milestone in learning the highest thought system, which this course sets forth. Remember, there are two thought systems, fear or love. It teaches that one is ego and fear. And if you take that one, you'll recycle and you'll be in pain and suffering most of the time. And if you take Holy Spirit as your guide and put love as your thought form, and you work from that place and say, no, I want love and peace, you'll get love and peace, because it's what you're focusing on. It's also what you're giving. You know, what you give, when you give love, it comes back to you tenfold. That's just the law of the universe. When whatever you give out is going to come right back. You can't give because you want to get something, but genuinely just loving, and loving for the sake of it, and loving for the sake of serving, and loving for the sake of serving God and helping others. That love without condition is what you're going for. So when you retrain your mind to think the thoughts of God, the thoughts that God thinks, because we're we are in his mind and he is in our mind. Our minds are joined. So if you want a recap of that and how to do that on a daily basis, go to episode 4, which is all about Holy Spirit and how you connect with your guidance, how Holy Spirit sees our beliefs that are false and leads us back home. And so how does this help you, seeing that your spirit, seeing that you are as God created you? Well, you can't have a separated mind or a split mind when you're focused on the truth. You can't be in two places at once. He says it later on in the workbook, it's impossible to see two worlds. So you're either looking by choice at a world, or you don't even know you have a choice yet, a world that is insane and crazy and dangerous and fearful and scarcity and lack and all those painful things, or you're looking at a world that is connected to God and you're holy and sinless and you're letting God move through you, right? So for example, if you've been like talking about how to put these into play in real life situations. So for example, if you've been through a really bad divorce or breakup, and I read for a lot of people lately who have that going on, and I know people who've had that going on and they're still wounded years later, can't seem to get past it. You have, you know, in a divorce, you may have experienced really contentious behavior, sadness, anger, rejection, betrayal, abandonment, loss, poor self-image. You might feel horrible after it's all over. Like, I wasn't wanted, or I should have done better. You could have experienced abuse. Okay. There may be a fair amount to your story and your narrative about who did what to whom, because that's what the ego does. We talk about that. Jesus says, and I'm going to let you in on that, that special relationships are based upon fear. And you may not have known that, because they are set up for you to try to get something from someone else. Now, that looks like a harsh love, at romantic love, but harsh look at it, but it's the truth. You said what passes for love here is not love, because unless it's just give and take with no thought of giving, it's just love, then you've got a price ticket. You've got an agenda around it. He says, what are you trying to get? Safety, love, security, abundance. All of that, unconditional love and peace. You have that within you already. So you're going to have to break loose of it, thinking it's out there, and you're going to have to continually come back. I am spirit. I am as God created me, and keep that going. That's why I say, if you hang it someplace, the more you do it, and I'll talk about this in a minute, the more you do it, you're going to be amazed what happens when Holy Spirit picks up that 5 minutes that you gave and how that gets amplified, touches other people, and it returns to you. It'll blow your mind. This is a love train you're going to want to get on. So lesson 97, listen to this. Jesus says, today's idea identifies you with your one self, not a little S, the capital S. It accepts no split. So that's no split identity, nor tries to weave opposing factors into unity. It simply states the truth. I am spirit. I am as God created me. That's the truth. There's no I'm that, and then I'm a little bit over there. It heals your mind. Practice this truth today as often as you can, for it will bring your mind from conflict to the quiet fields of peace. This does happen. The more you practice it, I can tell you, it happens. This works. He says you don't have to understand it. You don't have to like it, but you do have to practice it. He says, no chill of fear can enter, for your mind has been absolved from madness. Letting go of illusions is letting go of a split identity. When you decide that if that isn't love and you're going to change your mind, you've moved forward to heal your mind. If you want to continue telling your story and your grievances, then you will still have a split mind, because you won't be an innocent, holy, eternal child of God. You'll be a victim. You'll be believing in it. And so you cannot touch that which is within you already, because until you clear the clouds away from that, you know, you can't touch it. It's not that the sun isn't there. It's that the clouds are around it. And those clouds are your thought forms and belief systems of negativity that need to go. So we state again the truth about yourself, the Holy Son of God who rests in you, whose mind has been restored to sanity. You are the spirit. Listen to what he says about this, because this is beautiful. This is who you are. You are the spirit lovingly endowed with all your Father's love and peace and joy. You are the spirit which completes himself, meaning God, and shares his function as creator. He is with you always as you are with him. Jesus goes on to say in lesson 97, I am spirit, that each time you practice, you try to bring reality closer to your mind, the reality that you're really spirit. Each time you practice, you get more energy on that side and wipe out the stuff that says you're not. So it's reprogramming. Sometimes he says it can save you 1,000 years or more. So think about that, what he's saying, because we talked about that before. He says you are spirit in whose mind abides the miracle in which all time stands still. The miracle in which a minute spent in using these ideas, just a minute, becomes a time that has no limit and that has no end. What he's talking about here is that when you spend time focused with God, time space collapses because you are more and more in alignment with your true reality. You're in that reality and time space starts to shorten. He says the minutes which you give to this practice are multiplied over and over, for the miracle makes use of time, but is not ruled by it. And he says, salvation is a miracle, the first and the last, for it is the only one. He says, the Holy Spirit will take every effort you make. This is beautiful. Listen to what you can do if you choose to. He says, 5 minutes every hour from your hands, and the Holy Spirit will carry it around this aching world where pain and misery appear to rule. He will not overlook one open mind that will accept the healing gifts they bring, and he will lay them everywhere he knows they will be welcome. And they will increase in healing power each time someone accepts them as his thoughts and uses them to heal. Thus will each gift to him be multiplied 1,000-fold and tens of thousands more. And when it is returned to you, it will surpass in might the little gift you gave, as much as does the radiance of the sun outshine the tiny gleam of a firefly, making an uncertain moment and goes out. He says the steady brilliance of this light remains and leads you out of darkness, nor will you be able to forget the way again. So the more you're focused on this, the less you're lost, the more you are confident in the way and that you're being shown the way. This seems simple, but spirit is not complicated. The ego is complicated. And love is simple, and affirming who you are over and over again when things are difficult, even when things are good, celebrate with that. Oh, I'm spirit. Praise God. It changes everything. So this is the power of who we are and our thoughts. And I wanted to bring this to you today because it's hard to stay depressed forever or out of sorts forever, knowing that you have within you by choice this kind of guidance that will lead you. And if you can just leave room to know, oh my gosh, I'm spirit, I'm not the body. I'm going to live eternally. So I have an opportunity to get over this and move forward really quick, maybe even save 1,000 years, So look at the power of what your thoughts can do, not only for you, but for everybody. I mean, that's uplifting to know that you, as you heal your mind, do you know that you free other people as you gain your release? And it's because we're all in one mind. You free others, sometimes in other dimensions that you don't even know. They move forward because of you. I mean, what more could you want to be than the salvation of the world? So this is called working at the level of cause. And when you heal your mind, this is what happens. When you work the level of effect, you do some good. Maybe you open a soup kitchen. Maybe you help somebody who's needy. Maybe you go over and help a friend in the hospital. You do good things and be responsible in the illusion. Be responsible and loving as kind as you can be in the illusion. But until you are no longer operating from grievance and forgiveness and fear and ego, that's what you're putting in the pool. You see what I mean? And when you've healed your mind, time space will be collapsed by Holy Spirit. So you don't have those lessons to learn anymore. So everywhere you appear through time space and in other dimensions and with other people, that lesson gets taken off the table. You don't have to go through that again, and it's never going to come up again. You've healed it. And so when you get to the point where you've healed it all and you just feel the love and the peace, and you look at your brother as yourself and say, wow, we've been dreaming, but we're really sinless and holy. That's the state of being in heaven. And then you don't need to come back on the path of evolution and cast another body. You move forward because, as I said, we live eternally. Think about how fabulous that must be to live eternally in an experience of feeling the most safe, the most protected, the most loved, the most abundant, and it never changes. And you're not doing anything for it. You're not struggling for it. It's given to you because that's your divine inheritance. So here's the second exercise. If you want to write it down, I'll just run through it quickly here. He says, this is a happy exercise. It's based on the workbook lesson called I Am Spirit. The last one was God is as I create, or I am as God created me. But this one is called I Am Spirit. And he says, if you want to do this happy exercise with the words of the Holy Spirit speaks to you and let them echo round the world through him, you say this: Spirit, am I a holy son of God, free of all limits, safe and healed and whole, free to forgive, and free to save the world. That is beautiful. I'm going to read that quickly one more time. And you can always replay this, but this is in, I think this is 1191, I Am Spirit. Spirit, am I a holy son of God, free of all limits, safe and healed and whole, free to forgive, and free to save the world. Expressed through you, the Holy Spirit will accept this gift that you received of him, increase its power, and give it back to you. Offer each practice period today gladly to him, and he will speak to you, reminding that you are spirit and one with him and God, your brothers, and yourself, because you'll be able to start seeing other people as spirit, as who they really are. Listen for his assurance every time you speak the words he offers to you today, which is, I am spirit, and let him tell your mind they are true. Use them against temptation, and temptation is when your belief in separation and judgment, guilt and sin and blame, when you start to fall into that trap, you say, I am spirit, and it will pull you back up to consciousness. And he said, and escape its sorry consequences if you yield to the belief that you are something else. The Holy Spirit gives you peace today. Remember his words and offer them to him. This is the practice of undoing what we have learned about our sin and guilt, or that of others. This is the practice of undoing. It's a mind retraining course. And, you know, there are courses out there from other people that aren't known dualists or not Jesus that are talking about, you know, reprogramming the subconscious. But the problem is they generally are reprogramming your subconscious for success in the world, where you're just going to get trapped looking for newfound money and fame and your lover and all of that, those things that are temporary again. So there's a very big distinction. When you let Holy Spirit and God reprogram your mind to the fact that you're spirit and you're eternal, and so is everybody else, you don't have to go back and shop for the next 10,000 years in pain and struggling and wondering where you're going to get the money and your body's going to get sick and die. You move on to the heavenly experience where you're eternal and you're whole, healed, and healthy forever. And that's the one you want to look at. So it's an important distinction when you see all these programs that are being offered about clearing up the blocks and things like that. Are they clearing you up so that you can go out and be a victor in the world? And there's nothing wrong with having a life that's ordered and happy, but it is a trap if you think the outer world is your goal. I can't say that enough. So do you feel the power of the truth of knowing that you're a spirit? Can you feel it from what we've been talking about today? And can you see that those people are spirit? Can you see them differently? Are you willing, if you can't do it right now, are you willing to say you've heard this and that you will ask Holy Spirit when you are ready to open that door for you so that you could begin like I did when I said, I don't think this is my fault, but maybe it was. And so can you show me clearly where my misperception may be? And I was shown and I was blown away. So if you can do that without falling back into your story, and we all do, particularly if we feel pressed upon, we tell our story again. And the narrative that you tell about the illusion and the victimhood and all of that, it just layers it in again. It's like wearing a groove in a record. So when you tell your story, try to catch yourself and say, I am spirit. I am as God created me. So, and the other thing is, are you willing to give Holy Spirit just a little willingness, 5 minutes at the top of the day, and maybe every hour, you know, because this is what's going to free you from rounds of existence. It's a small price to pay for your eternal freedom. I personally think it's incredible to know that as spirit, we have the power to change everything for everyone. If that doesn't lift you up, I don't know what does. You know, I think Marianne Williamson was the one that said, because Jesus says it in the Course, you don't ask for too much, you ask for too little. When you think about that, we're willing to take the crumbs off the table rather than the glory of God. So if you can't totally shift right now, it's okay, but decide you're going to stay conscious. The answer is available, and you will choose to focus on it when you can. Remember, it's a mind retraining. Remember, we're dreaming our separation. Simply by focusing on it and believing in it, and that it's not true. The separation is not true. Remember, nothing that is based on fear and doesn't last is real. So I have a friend on the journey who's like a brother to me, and he always says, and I hope this helps you, when I start to tell my story, he'll say, her ego did that, not her spirit. Your ego did that, not your spirit. He said, this is really important discernment. And he keeps saying that to me, and it clicks. It's like, oh yeah, I'm telling my story again. I've fallen down, you know, because only love is real. Only love is eternal. So if you need to remember, my ego did that, but not my spirit. So that's not real. His ego did that. That's not real. He's dreaming too, and I'm going to help him. So we talked about using this I am spirit for divorce and breakups. What about when you're in fear for yourself or fearing for another person? How do you handle that? Remember, the power of God is within you as you turn everything and everyone to him. Really lay it down. I mean, really, really hand it over to God, because you, from your small perspective, cannot know. You may think that you know the best way for your son, your daughter, your family, your ex-husband, but you don't know how spirit is going to, their own spirit is best going to show them how to get home in a way that's most meaningful and the fastest way for them. You don't know. What you're doing is judging it. And so you need to only put your focus on where your mind is and forget everybody else, hand everybody else over. It's easier that way to see your own beliefs too. And that's your only job, is to just see your own belief systems and recognize what thoughts to be changed. It isn't to be your brother's keeper in that way. To be your brother's keeper is to hold that perfect vision for them. Jesus says, and I'm paraphrasing, that if you're trying to do anything under your own power, you have every right to fear. And I've had a lot of calls from people that are terribly worried about their children or a loved one's health. I know I've shared with you that my mother has been sick, very sick, for a long time. And Spirit told me, stop telling her she's sick. Just recently, stop it. She doesn't need to hear that. Tell her you're whole and healed and healthy. You're going to get well. Stay on the positive. And you may think, well, you don't want to lie to people, but even if they're not going to get well in this lifetime, see them as the whole being that they are. They're eternal. So you want to say, your eternal spirit, we live eternally. You know, your mind will heal. This is temporary. So these are ways that if you're lost, you're worried, you're dealing with things that irritate you, and you go back to, I am as God created me and I am spirit. Automatically, I hope you can feel that lifts you into this real place of security. You'll feel like you're not alone. And the more you're focusing on that, you'll notice that you get supported inwardly, and then outwardly, things will begin to come to you to help you shift with more and more ease. You might see it as sacred numbers on a license plate or whatever. Look those up. They're called angelic numbers. Last episode 5, I talked about why you have to give up the belief that you must plan. And you might want to watch that, because it's helpful, because what Jesus shared in that one is that our need to control our life rather than letting it roll, letting it play, and laying things down and surrendering, you know, will bring up our fear around that. And our fear is this, that if we don't control our life, who will take care of us? We could end up on the street. And God doesn't let that happen. We let that happen. You can look around and say, yeah, well, there are a lot of people that are suffering right now. Yeah, there's a lot of separation, a lot of minds in separation. It's not our natural state. So I just want to mention that. He says, if you're trying to do anything under your own power, you have every right to fear. Give it to God and Holy Spirit and ask for help. Hand your loved ones over and say, they are as God created. We have 1 minute left. They are as God created them. And Yeah, and ask your inner teacher to help you. So don't forget to speak a blessing over people's lives. It can be the most powerful thing. I read for someone one time, and she sat and cried. She said, nobody's ever seen me before in my whole family. I wasn't doing it to stroke her ego. I was telling her who she was as a divine child. She'd never heard it before. So be kind to yourself. These changes that you're going through will pass. The negative energy feels really heavy. Let it just blow through you and love yourself through it. Give yourself time. Know that it will right itself. This is just blocked energy going through. And if you need a reading or help from me, a coaching, contact me on shellyjmiller.com, 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 or 949-237-2960. And I'd be glad to do a reading or coaching and help you get this sorted out and really get you advanced. But be kind, be patient with yourself. Get back on the horse when you fall off. Do not go back into guilt and telling your story. And like I said, speak a blessing and hold the vision for yourself and each other. Really important. My videos can be replayed on my homepage, on my YouTube page, Shelly J. Miller Psychic Medium, and here on BBS One Radio. And my new podcast, this one, will be posted in a couple of days, and you can watch the rest of them for free on that. So I hope everyone had a big takeaway today, that I am as God created me and I am spirit is something that you want to practice every single day until you get the course and you can go even farther, because that will pull you up and out of the mud and the mire. It will refocus you, it will retrain your mind, and all those places that were locked down are going to move through. You're going to be fine. Even if you've lost a loved one, you live eternally. And as you heal and find the kingdom within you, you're not going to feel that loss anymore. It's a process. It takes time. So be kind to yourself, really. So Dawn, do we have just 1 minute left? Gratitude is another thing that's really, really important. And Jesus says it's not the regular kind of gratitude. So I'm going to close by saying this. Gratitude, Jesus says, is about how you don't have more than other people, but that you have the knowledge that God loves you. So I'll leave you at that. I hope you've enjoyed the show and that it's uplifted you. And until then, until next time, you are the light of the world. You're loved. You're needed. And next time I'll tell you some stories. I hope you'll come back, because I went a little bit over, and we'll tell some stories of how you may be the person in somebody's life that lights them up and changes their mind from suicide to not doing so well. You are that light. So be that light. And I love you, and I'll see you next time. Thanks.
Join us next time, every other Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, for Finding Your Peace with Shelly J. Miller. Be sure to look for the podcasts Finding Your Peace with Shelly J. Miller on iTunes, Google Play, and all of your favorite podcast stations. To contact Shelly, book an appointment, and to find out more about her work, go to shellyjmiller.com.